Oh man, we back in the motherfucking chicken coop. It's been a minute that since y'all heard me all by my motherfucking lonesome. Actually, I'm not by myself. My cousin just taking so goddamn long to do everything. Anywho, I'm listening to this bullshit. My bad. Hola, sweaters. We still see you. But I'm listening to this bullshit. Matter of fact, it is October. What's today's date? That's bad. It is October 8th. 2021, and I am, and it's 8:34 p.m. and I'm listening to the radio station. I'm in my car, so, and I'm listening to the radio. Anywho, I don't know what radio station it's set to, but the host said something about this motherfucking stupid TikTok shit that's on TikTok now. It's a trend called Slap a Teacher Challenge. First of all, he was being polite. He said there is no respect here. These teachers need to be way more authoritative. They need to be... Man, think about our teachers when we was growing up. Would you dare think to slap Miss Garrison? No, Mrs. Garrett. Mr. Nelson. Mrs. Zamora. Mrs. Rubin. Come on now. On God in heaven, teacher or not, let little man come touch me and sock me and try to run. He getting cracked. I don't give a shit what y'all talking about. That is the most dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I'm sorry, parents, but if your kid just so happened to be kicked in his motherfucking head by a teacher, then guess what? These niggas is out here slapping teachers. And he said it correctly. TikTok better not let that shit override they motherfucking mannerisms. They can shut down a goddamn cat humping the chicken as soon as his goddamn eyes blink, and that shit is on TikTok. And what kind of horseplay is that? Like, where are y'all idiots getting this shit from? How about TikTok? Let's see who can make the most money or save the most pennies or some fucking productive shit, like save the most bums or wash your balls the most in a week or grow the fuck up. I heard some crazy shit earlier. Some crazy shit. And this is within the family. And what hurt me most about the family is somewhere we must have forgot we was family. Because I got my ass whooped by everybody. And I only fucked up once that day. Nigga, whoever had to pick me up whooped my ass. Whoever walked in the house, nigga, and I wasn't crying, and they knew my mom was coming home, nigga, whooped my ass. My mom whooped my ass. My sister had to help whoop my ass, so that's another ass whooping. What the fuck? It's in the Bible. Y'all done took the shit out the Bible. Now these motherfucking basehead ass kids is running the fucking muck slapping teachers. What the fuck? On TikTok, it's a fad.
Slap a teacher day?
It's a slap a teacher challenge.
Slap a teacher challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, do it come along with a break a kid's jaw challenge?
Can we have a break a kid's jaw challenge?
Do that roll right with it?
I mean, that sounds like that should go together.
Teacher can come up, but, you know, I got to step back up off of
this. That sounds like that should go straight together. I know, for real, like, what the fuck? Your teacher's job is not to come up there and play with you. Your teacher's job is not to fucking sit there and have to fucking worry about being slapped by you. Your teacher should not have to be worried about nothing but what the fuck is in them books, making sure that your dumbass received the goddamn knowledge. Like, what the fuck? I think your kid should be held accountable for this shit. That shit should be in court. If you hit an authoritative figure, for real, for no fucking reason,
you gotta be prepared for slap back.
You should go to jail.
Yeah, but you gotta be prepared for slap back.
Start putting them in jail faster. Since we can't whoop them no more. No, that shit's in the Bible. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
And slap back.
Let me knock these motherfuckers out, or you're gonna keep getting these queers.
Yeah, you take a rubber band with the kid.
You're gonna keep getting these emotional motherfuckers. These crying ass little boys. And these goddamn females that then totally forgot that they do got a coochie down there somewhere. That is a man you talking to.
And you you may be subject to get.
You wonder why these motherfuckers cheating, your ass ain't in the kitchen. You ain't gotta live in that motherfucker, but goddamn, bitch. Forgot you bitches is worried about what y'all eating. So now that y'all ain't feeding these niggas, don't get mad at these niggas when these niggas is getting fed by these other niggas. Shit, I don't blame them. That's where the food
up,
at.
Back up. That went the wrong way.
No, it didn't go the wrong way.
Why is a nigga gonna get fed by a nigga because his girl not cooking? What about a nigga getting fed by a female?
These females' balls too big.
Nah, that's good.
The game is fucked up, man. The game is fucked up. The game is fucked. You gotta agree with some fuck shit like that because the game is fucked up. It's fucked up. Men don't respect bitches. Then they try to be bitches, then be better than bitches. Like, y'all not even letting a bitch be a bitch. We supposed to complain. Ain't that what, that's what it's, you go to your homies, man, that bitch wouldn't shut the fuck up, but shit, she chucked nigga dick off last night. Like, goddamn, what happened to that kind of shit? Now, but yeah, nigga, I have to break the bitch jaw, put the shit on YouTube. What the fuck? That's the way you want these niggas to see this bitch? So are you expecting these niggas to respect this bitch after this? It's where these kids get this shit from. Because while y'all beating the mama ass, the kids is in the backseat watching. So it's okay.
No. It's never okay.
And don't you dare say nothing to my son.
What I'm saying is this. The point where you was like, yeah, man, you know, she talking shit and all that. Ooh. You know, she showed this, and, you know, okay, that was kind of even trade. But if, like you said, it's like no cooking, no cleaning, no nothing. And yelling and shit. Yeah, that person should leave before it get to the point of it going somewhere else. Because if she that hard on you, she gonna stab you. Or shoot you or kick you in the nuts while you looking under the couch.
Is that a cat on top of the house?
I'm just saying.
Playing with a raccoon?
It's dangerous when it get to that point.
This nigga's on the roof playing with a raccoon. Oh, excuse me, y'all.
If she no longer washes your socks? Well, you got a separate basket? This is your laundry basket, my laundry basket?
No. Some of you niggas' feet stank. Fuck you. Wait, keep your shit over there. I don't mind washing that shit together, but your shit not gonna sit there. No, because I go back in my basket, nigga. Fuck that. I'm not having nobody stinking that sock in my basket. I might go back for some jeans that week, nigga.
When she coming down the hall and you hear, wee. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know y'all never even have the shit that be in the dirty clothes. Y'all don't even be wearing the shit. Y'all just try it on. And if y'all don't want to wear it today, you do it. You throw it in on the ground or in the dirty clothes.
And there's eggshells on the floor, so when you step down, she know you walking out the room, nigga.
What the fuck you been through, nigga? Who you been through? Who you been fucking with, cat? Damn. Oh, misery ass? Check your kneecaps,
yeah,
nigga.
Is
that why you walk funny, nigga? Is that middle toe wooden? Is your middle toe wooden?
You know?
Is your middle toe wooden? That's why you walk funny.
You know what I mean?
That's why you good at making oatmeal.
Oh, man. For real.
This nigga been misery.
Yeah, man. Real. Hey.
Can't go nowhere.
Next time you gotta do it, done that.
Yeah, that was too
gentle.
You had to have been 90.
Yeah, it definitely.
Oh, we just pulled up in front of the house. I had to get on there live with that real fast, because that really angered me. Yeah, a slap a teacher challenge.
It must be.
Teachers, I declare war. For real, declare war on these little motherfuckers. The parents will not trip. Just send that shit home in their little packet. Put it right in front of the page where the parent got, you know, that end of the packet homework page that the parents got to sign before the kids turn it in to make sure the parents went through it. Put that piece of paper right there before that shit, real big and real big bold letters. I declare war on the kids and make all the parents sign the fucking waiver. So if they kid, slap your ass, nigga. You got the right to break some jaws, nigga. Fuck that. You want to be a teacher, nigga? What if a kid just walked up to you in the middle of class, nigga, and just slapped you? And man, Google that shit.
What?
Just slap a teacher challenge.
Slap.
Everybody Google that stupid shit if you can. I hope they took that shit down.
We used to be
some fucked up youngsters. You know what I'm saying?
The most we ever done was talk shit to a teacher. I slammed the teacher because she would. I was fighting and the bitch wouldn't move. And the bitch was biting the side of my titty. Mrs. Shaw. Her tall ass. She always wore like, you know those baggy.
It could not be you getting slapped.
I'll kill you, nigga. Who gonna slap me?
Oh, shit.
And record it.
Tall motherfucker. Oh, man, wow. I just think your light hit nigga
before a nigga
hit the
car. That nigga got his fucking Christmas lights on, nigga.
Oh, man, sugar. It should look like that.
Oh, that shit on the news.
There's a list circulating online that has a challenge for each month on the social media platform. The challenge for the month of October, slap a teacher. Ooh. Jefferson County District Attorney Danny Carr weighed in on the TikTok challenge. He says students who participate can face the list of ramifications from being kicked out of school.
Yeah, take your ass to jail, child.
He didn't really slap the teacher right there with the beanie. He like tapped his head. The black kid just tapped his nigga head. The white kid slapped the teacher to sleep.
He got one of them soft chins. He don't want to get slapped.
Yeah, he really ain't having that shit. What's his name?
He look sweating. He look nervous.
What city is this?
They slapping who? I thought bullying was over when you became the principal.
This kind of behavior is not going to happen in Jefferson County. They're not going to tolerate it. And he says that if students are caught participating in this slap a teacher challenge, he says that these employees, they have his full support to press charges.
They find their ass
up. They don't got that's for the news.
Hey, Google Five.
That's the red print.
Even Google said it.
But in real life, they have the principal's full support and fucking their ass up. You ain't gonna just walk up to me and slap me to sleep. You ain't even supposed to be in here with me in the bathroom.
You don't slap me awake. Slap me to sleep. What? Don't slap me awake at all. I don't want to be slapped. Fuck that.
Hey, I'm not supposed to have to worry about it. That one kid went crazy. No.
You sure?
I'm positive. But that one kid, look, I'm live.
Oh, my bad.
Positive. I know what she looked like. That's not her. She don't look nothing like her. Press play then, stupid, instead of looking at it.
No, she didn't sound like her.
Just press play since you're sitting there looking at it like that.
She didn't sound like her.
Anywho, y'all, we about to have a slap a cousin fucking challenge in this motherfucker.
That's why I didn't want to play that one.
We finna have a fucking slap a cousin fucking challenge in this motherfucker.
You did cut.
Nah, Crystal did that. All right, then, y'all. Hey, get out here and slap a teacher. Get the fuck out of here. I'll be back. I'll check y'all later in the chicken coop.
I'm in a right now.
Someone's on a goddamn line. Y'all forgot that we're supposed to be at the bank. Welcome the fuck back to the goddamn chicken coop. I guess this week must be season of the pleasing, because I keep hearing the most raggediest shit in the goddamn world. Every season ain't motherfucking hustling season. I'm sorry, you stupid motherfuckers. Every season is not hustling season. That's why these goddamn animals forage. If you pay attention to the animals, then we get back to the regular shit. They don't fucking fight with the next goddamn... The ant don't fight with another ant unless that ant ain't in his tribe. Every season is not hustling season. You don't settle up for retirement, so when you get old enough to retire, yo, I still gotta work, dummy. You better take control of what you got to lose now and use it before you can't abuse it. Because in a minute, it's gonna become real abusive. You stupid little kids out here playing around, not saving no money, spending this money on this bullshit. I wonder who the fuck is selling tires, because y'all niggas is popping tires like a motherfucker out here doing all these donuts and tearing up these motherfucking streets, dummies. Guess I'm gonna have to pay for that, assholes. Our old asses don't even drive these streets no more, stupids. So when you come back in like 10 more years, 5 more years and buy these homes, guess what the fuck they gonna charge for this shit, stupid? And I want them to, because you guys are dumb. Be dumb. Why tear up your neighborhood, stupid? But every day is not a hustling day. every fucking month, every season ain't a hustling season. Don't let these fools lie to you. You ain't supposed to overexert your body. There is a certain thing called a rest time. Not for you niggas that don't work. There's no such thing as vacation for you niggas that don't work. If you don't get the fuck up and manually go to a job like a goddamn robot, you don't have a job. You're just getting paid to do something to do nothing, basically. Not unless your shit influenced the world. Shit, I think if your job give you too much perk and your ass ain't the boss, you fucking get too much. You ain't got no real job. You're getting paid to hang around. You'll never fucking excel there. You'll never go nowhere. And they keep giving you guys these false motherfucking inputs that this is what we supposed to do and how we supposed to live every day. No, nigga. If you pay attention to what the fuck you supposed to be paying attention to and get your nuts now and accumulate your nuts the way you know how, and then try to exceed from that to make your nuts bigger, then yeah, every season is hustling season. When the fuck do you go on vacation? See, a lot of people, I don't want to get racist with this topic, but a lot of people be talking about white people. Man, white people don't spend this money. They don't spend that money. They continue to be rich because they still shop at the dollar store like us regular people. They get their vegetables from the 99 cent only store. They still wear the same bands that their goddamn grandfather done passed down. You don't fucking spend money to goddamn get rich. That's weird. Whoever told you that is dumb. If you want to invest in some shit, then yeah. But what you do is you work hard and your nuggets will grow, and then you'll be able to do whatever you want to do with your fucking money. It don't work the opposite way, because in order for you to have money, how the fuck does that work? You gotta spend money to make money. Well, if I don't got the money to fucking spend, dummy, how the fuck do I get the money to spend money? To make it. If y'all goddamn niggas is lost, or goddamn idiots are lost, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call y'all idiots, but if you ain't on Bitcoin, then you're fucking lost, and you're an idiot. Because it's too simple to mine you some motherfucking coins. And I'm giving you that information right here on anchor.fm, where you can get any information you want to just log on to Anchor. Even if you want to podcast your own station or not, you can just come in and just listen and pay attention and get some real damn news. Somebody is feeding y'all the wrong shit, and Anchor has been giving it to you straight, and they will continue to give it to you straight. That's BS though. These little games y'all playing on y'all phone, Candy Crush, and now that I'm beating everybody, man, you better get a Candy Crush that got a Bitcoin attached to it. Watch these goddamn commercials. Hey, stupids, the only way that you can actually get paid is if you watch the commercials. So even if they give it to you for free, you still gotta watch the commercials. So fucking watch the commercials. I ain't giving nothing away for free. These Asians aren't just fucking making money because they want to give us money. Who the fuck are you? They don't get rich by spending money. Advertisement is a key, dummy. You go in that shit thinking, oh, I'm gonna just watch the commercial, I'm not gonna buy nothing. But before then, you done signed up with a goddamn credit card. You done got your goddamn credit checked within a whole hour. They're not dumb. Get your fucking head out the cloud. I'm sorry, but I'm always in the chicken coop, always paying attention, and I'm always looking up. You better keep your head up and your eyes open. Who is that? Certified gangster, Jim Jones. What do you say? You know, I teach. He say, you know, it's peace. What do you say? Some crazy shit. But he keep his head up and his eyes open. It's east side high rise, west with the low rise. I know that part, goddammit. That nigga said he started off with, you know, I keep my eyes wide. West with the low rise. Fuck all the other shit, he keep his eyes wide. And I forgot who the fuck told me that shit, but I'm watching everybody's hands so we can all go home. Everybody pay attention to this shit and your kids. I'm just back in the goddamn chicken coop trying to give y'all some real shit. Might be a little tipsy or not. I don't know what I am right now, but what I am is talking to you and telling you the goddamn truth. Every day is not a fucking hustling season. You don't gather your nuts, nigga, to keep gathering your nuts. When the fuck do you, I thought that was forging this call. supposed to work, and then give back to your body. Rejuvenate. These hoes don't look young because these hoes is fucking with you, stupid. It's like the bitches that go home at night. Respect them hoes and stop trying to make them hoes move in. Stop giving a bitch a key. You need your goddamn sleep too. Bitch, at 9:30 you gotta go home. Matter of fact, get back to that. 9 o'clock, bitch. Okay, it's time to yawn and stretch. If you ain't giving me head for the next 30 minutes, hoe, it's time to go. Period. Get some sleep. Get some goddamn water. Get your goddamn self together. That's to take out one day a month. That's gonna be my next podcast. We're gonna do a month, one day a month. Let's start off with that challenge first. Take one day out the month and turn it into a self day. It'll be a Sunday before the week starts, but take that shit out for yourself. We need a goddamn self day. Celebrate a self day. Once out the month, you need some time to yourself. Take yourself to the goddamn movies. Go out and take yourself on a date. You might meet some motherfuckers. Shit, last time I took myself on a date, I ended up in Vegas with the whole crew from fucking USC. Not the football crew, bitch, but no. I think it was the Bay Club or some shit like that. But anywho, big ups to Tiffany L, Jason B, shut up, sorry, sir, and Jose Q. Hit me up when y'all come back down here. Henny is always ready. In Vegas like a motherfucker. And I need you to link up with my godson because y'all out there doing the damn thing. Mike Bleezy, if y'all ain't never got it all day, y'all need to get it all day. Check out that on SoundCloud, Mike Bleezy, or GAD, got it all day, get it all day. Grabbing all dollars, girls after dollars, that's special. That's my Ishi representing that. We got Hermosa Vida still linked up. We got Let Us Spray going. We got the Hen House. Come on now, keep it pushing. You want to promote? Shit, link up. Put your shit on the bottom of this shit and maybe I can pass it around. But until then, go out and slap a teacher in sweaters. I still see you.